Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the WDOT broadcast brought to you by Ben Chodosh and
David Silverstein.
Today we have a competitive matchup between the Port Washington Vikings and the Valley Stream Central Eagles. The Vikings are looking to bounce back from the two previous losses, while the Eagles are coming off a close win against Westbury. Now, David, what are your thoughts going into this game today?
I think it's vital that Port Washington has to get the ball into Stevenson, Cam Welker, and Trevor Malfitano. I think that's definitely vital for them. They're arguably their three best players, and I think they have to get them involved early and efficiently, because if they do not, it's going to be a tough game against the Eagles here.
Yeah, and these next few games, especially this game, are vital for the team because they're coming off two losses, and the playoffs are right around the corner, trying to make a playoff push and get a good seed, which will help them, you know, in the long run.
I mean, the Vikings are 8-4. They have had a good record. The Eagles are 5-7. They have lost four games in a row prior to that most previous win against Westbury. So if they can try to keep bouncing back and get a few more wins, it should be good for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, just looking at the warm-ups when we came here earlier, both teams look like they're ready to go, ready to play. That's and right. they both look like they want to win really bad. This is a must-win game for both teams. You know, it seems like they're both locked in, and I'm ready. What about you?
I'm ready as well. Let's do this thing.
Let's do it.
All right, we'll read you the starting lineup. So for Valley Stream Central, we have O'Neill starting with Jean-Pierre, Frisco, Vera, and Spence. And for Washington, we have Shanahan, Stevenson, Welker, Trevor Malfitano, and Jake Siciliano. And we are just about underway here.
Troy Stevenson at the middle of the court
is going to be taking the tip-off with Spence. And he'll be taken by Valley Stream Central.
All right, so now to kick off the game, we have number one bringing up the ball, passing it around the court. Valley Stream Central back up at the top of the key to the wing, looking for the cutter, but Troy Stevenson playing some lockdown defense, and they call it gravel on Valley Stream Central.
I like the tenacious defense of Port Washington. There was a great movement there from Valley Stream, moving around, but the defense was definitely prepared.
Jake Siciliano taking it from the wing. Looks down, little fake, back up to Trevor Malfitano at the top of the key. Gives it down low, but it is taken away. And now we have a jump ball staying down here for the Port Vikings.
And the last broadcast I did with my good friend Mikey, an issue that Port Washington had in the first half was turning the ball over. They went down in half. They were down by five. Came out with a big 20-point victory, so I think they're going to have to live with the turnovers, which should end with a great result.
Yeah, so now we have Troy Stevenson starting out the wing, brings it all the way cross-court to Trevor Malfitano for the three, and that is good. First points on the board go to the Port Vikings. Trevor Malfitano, big three to start the game, and you can just feel the energy. What are we seeing here, David, just based off the first few minutes of the game?
I think what we were talking about pregame, getting the big three of Welker, Stevenson, and Malfitano involved in scoring, as there was a nice basket there by Shanahan, Port with an early 5-0 lead here.
Shanahan getting the steal and going all the way down and going up against two players. Now we got Valley Stream Central coming back down, looking to put some points on the board for the first time today, with 6 minutes and 35 seconds left in the first quarter.
I'm loving the defense here by Port Washington, except we can't give an open shot up there. Lucky it, you know, didn't result in the three-pointer there.
A lot of shots going up and a lot of rebounds getting for Valley Stream Central, and they eventually put a layup on
Vera with his first points of the game.
Cam Welker bringing down the ball. They work it around the wing. Shanahan up to Trevor Malfitano, but he does.
Oh, he stepped out of bounds.
Jean-Pierre
stepped out of bounds there. He's going to give the ball right back to Port Washington. Good look there from Malfitano into the basket. Unfortunately, couldn't convert, but that is a look that Port Washington definitely wants to give him.
Mm-hmm. You know, what I'm hearing here, I'm hearing the Valley Stream Central bench. They are loud, and they're ready to go. They're fired up today, despite being down early.
It's a great turnover there. Great steal from Cam Welker. Washington's going to retain possession.
Cam Welker tries to throw it down low, intended for Shanahan, but it does get intercepted by number 23 for Valley Stream Central. And now they're working it around the key, around the three-point line. This Port Vikings defense has really came here to play today. They're locking down.
Active hands, active feet. forcing a lot of unsettledness from Valley Stream, and unfortunately hasn't resulted in a lot of turnovers yet, but as we just saw one right now. Washington's going to get the ball back. Malfitano's going to check the ball in and he's going to pass it away.
The Eagles try and pass it down low, but it does get batted out. Now Port Vikings ball. Trevor Malfitano brings it down. Pass it to Troy Stevenson on the wing, who gives it back to Trevor on the elbow, up to Cam Welker for the three, and that is wide.
We're going to call a travel there.
O'Neal with the rebound, but does fall. And
Spence. I think that was Spence there. But
Spence?
I think that's an interesting call as you're going to get the ball into Shanahan. Luckily, he tips it back out to Salerno. He's going to drive in and get fouled by number 23, I believe, Vera. Here's the issue that Valley Stream had with that play was I think Shanahan or whoever it was went up for the shot, came down, looked like he got fouled possibly, but they did call a travel. Yeah. Which is not too happy about it, and it leads to possible points for Washington.
You know, I've spoken about it before in previous games, and I just want to put light upon it again, is that this Port Vikings team is young. I think they have about three seniors, and the future is looking good for them. I mean, they're winning games now, and they're out of their starters, they have a variety of seniors, juniors, and even sophomores starting for them and getting minutes, which I love to see personally, you know, investing in their future.
Definitely. You know, it's tough for a team most of the time when you don't have a lot of senior experience. But, you know, these sophomores and these juniors are truly really great players. And, you know, they have the leadership behind Stevenson and Welker. And Ernst, unfortunately, you know, there's only three of them. But just because there's a limited number doesn't mean they're limited in experience and leadership. So they're definitely a lot to learn from.
And just as we're talking about that, another sophomore comes to check in, is waiting at the table. As Troy Stevenson goes up with the layup, takes it all the way. It is now 8-2 with 4 minutes, 35 seconds left in the first quarter.
Cannot have been if you're Coach Dooley, you cannot have asked for a better start from your team right here. Great defense, finishing in the paint, getting rebounds. You know, this is everything they've wanted.
Jean-Pierre trying to take it himself, but gets bobbled up. Gets the ball back again.
Turnover by Welker.
Welker goes up with it, and a nice, easy layup for Cam Welker. And that's a timeout for Valley Stream Central Eagles. They're looking a bit rattled now. Wow. It is now 10-2. Vikings have the lead by 8 points with 4 minutes and 10 seconds left in the first quarter. What are your thoughts so far?
I like Washington getting out on the fast break. I also like them forcing turnovers in the Valley Stream end of the court. We've seen around 3-4 turnovers now, and limited turnovers from the Vikings, which was an issue in the previous game. So if they can keep that limited and keep more turnovers on the defensive end, they should be smooth sailing for the rest of this game. Mm-hmm.
And what I saw along with that was, in the past few games when I was here, the Vikings may have scraped a few wins, but it was a lot of the game was sloppy ball. You know, they'd be chucking it down court, and I think this game I'm seeing a lot of more controlled, calm basketball, which I love to see. They get a rebound, pass it out. They force it and push it down court, looking for the fast break, but they don't push it too hard to the point where they just give up the ball and it's all over again.
But we have to recognize that it is early, and everyone is still fresh and, you know, fresh legs and moving around quickly, but you know, as the game goes on, everyone gets 100%. More and more tired, so you gotta keep the pressure going. As you can see, another press here by Paul Washington.
100%. Now O'Neal bringing it down. Does a little move. Dishes it out to the corner for a three, and an air ball.
Well.
Tips the Valley Stream Central big man in the paint. And now it's Port Vikings' ball going the other way.
I think Coach Dilley's very pleased with the defense as of right now. Only, you know, 2 points here with Valley Stream, and another open look for Washington. Welker.
Wow, Cam Welker with a pump fake, and
that
is another three for Cam Welker. Nothing but net there. What a player he is.
Washington is relentless right now on the offensive end and on the defensive end.
Now, as the Vikings force another bad shot, what I'm seeing is every time the Vikings go down and score a point, I think it energizes them on defense also. They go down and they fight hard to get another ball back as Cam Welker goes for another three and bangs at it again.
Another one.
That is second in a row.
8 early points for Cam Welker. The Big Three is having a great start so far to start this game.
Wow. Cam Walker with 8 points, half of the team's points. Looking like the star of the show so far. O'Neal draws the foul.
We're going to call a charge here.
Oh.
I believe.
Wow. I stand corrected. Good observation, David. That was a charge. Trevor Mafitano drew the charge. Now Troy Stevenson brings it
Sean
out.
Sean Ernst is checked in now for Paul Washington.
He gives it out to Cam Welker. Looks back to the elbow.
Welker gets the fighting for all the boards. Look at a foul. Tip maybe. Turnover there. Forced by Stevenson. Fighting for the ball. We call it jump ball.
Spinoso just checking in. Spinoso getting some early minutes and already making an impact on today's game. You know, going in, he might have missed a shot, but he did get the rebound, and he is forcing some trouble for the Eagles.
It's whenever Ballastream gets a defensive rebound, Washington, two, three guys are swarming to the ball, forcing the ball handler to be uncomfortable, as we just saw a turnover there. Mm-hmm. And I think if Washington keeps that up, they should be good, because it's 16-2 right now. They're not any concern of a comeback, I'd say, because the momentum is still with Paul Washington. I think for Valley Stream, I think what they have to do is they got to get the ball up, because if Paul Washington has two, three guys set on a rebounder and they're pushing the paint up, you got 4-on-2. You can make offense out of that, and I think Valley Stream's got to capitalize on that.
Now, what do you think has changed on the defensive side of this team? Because obviously they're going down scoring points, but they've been doing that, and that's one thing they're good at. This game, although it is early in the game, 16-2, that's not a very close game right now. I mean, 2 points scored, and we have 2 minutes, 30 seconds left in the first quarter. That is something we haven't seen too much of in the Port Vikings defense this season, which you love to see now. What do you think has changed for them?
Well, I think they, as you mentioned earlier, everyone right now is fighting for a playoff spot, and when you know that you got home court advantage or you got a better seeding on the line, people are going to play with more intensity, and definitely that is shown through defense most of the time, because offense, you make your shots, you miss your shots, that depends on the game really, but defense is something that is kind of consistent, trapping a man, getting active with your hands, with your feet, and we've seen that so far today, because it clearly shows that for Washington, they want a better seed and they want to keep their hopes alive in playoff race. And another turnover here by Valley Stream Central. And okay is checked in now for Valley Stream Central, along with Neckels.
Sean Ernst brings down the ball.
Great pass there.
Bounce pass to Cam Welker for the layup.
Wow, Cam Welker, 10 points already.
On a note kick.
Ben, I gotta ask you, what has been so special that Cam has been doing? As you can spicy pass.
Look at that. Cam Welker gets the ball, goes down a little behind the back pass, showing off his skill moves to Spinoso for the easy layup. Sorry.
As I mentioned before, what do you think that Welker's been doing right this game and post other games? I mean, he's a great player, but this game he seems especially great.
I think he's just a leader. As they sub now, even though he is going off, he gets the most minutes in the game. You could tell on both sides of the ball, he's conducting the defense and he's conducting the offense. He's a leader. He's a captain. He orchestrates the whole thing. He makes sure everyone's being held accountable and knows what they're doing. And not only that, he's not just overseeing anything. He's getting in there, getting on the floor for those loose balls, going up for those rebounds, boxing out, doing all the nitty-gritty that a good player needs to do.
Another turnover here by Dyson Central. This is a nightmare start for them. 20 points in the first quarter for the Vikings. Unfortunately, Spinoza's going to turn it over here.
Frisco bringing up the ball, tries to do a few moves. Gets jumbled up and throws it out of bounds. Another forced turnover by the Vikings.
Ben, how many turnovers do you think we've seen from this team? It seems like a whole lot to me.
I mean, at least 7 or 8, in my opinion.
And look, we're only in the first quarter. They have 2 points, 8 turnovers, and let up 20 points. This is a disaster start for Valley Stream.
Yeah, coaches could see the sweat dripping down from the Valley Stream coach's head from here. Trevor Mafitano brings it up contested, does get blocked. He gets the rebound. and falls down.
Nice block there for number three, Nestor.
It's a called travel. Valley Stream's going down with the ball.
So a lot of these guys from Washington, you know, they haven't been getting a bunch of minutes, these young sophomores, but they're getting good playing time right now because of the score. So, you know, just because of the 22, just because of the bullet, it doesn't mean they're not going to press. They're going to take advantage of all the minutes they're going to get right now, and it's giving Valley Stream nightmares.
All right, Port Vikings have the ball under the basket. Sean Ernst bringing it out. Everyone running around making a play. He gives it to Vanderpool, who goes up with the layup. A little fadeaway.
Great pass there by Ernst. You know, you see Vanderpool going up and under there, and he just read him.
O'Neal doing a little move. Blocked away by Trevor Mafitano, and it is staying down in Valley Stream Central's ball under the Vikings basket. O'Neal again. Gives it to the big man. He dishes it back out to Frisco. Frisco giving us some skill moves. He's trying to look for the shot. Doesn't get it. Gives it to O'Neal. Hands off.
Good defense there by Ernst.
O'Neal on Ernst. And forces Ernst a bad forces shot. A bad shot.
Vikings only got 10 seconds down. They got to push the paint here.
7, 6, 5. Trevor going up with it. And that is a layup for Port Vikings again, making the score 24-2. And that will be the end of the first quarter, everybody. 24-2. Wow.
Unbelievable quarter from the Vikings. You cannot have asked for a better start. 24-2.
Capping off with a Trevor Mafitano layup.
Ben, what do you think Port Washington did right there that first quarter that allowed them to get this great of a lead?
I mean, I think it's their stellar defense, and that translates. When you get a good rebound off the defense or you get a stolen ball and you go right down with it, it's just one after another, and you keep gaining more. It's about confidence and morale. And in the game of basketball, why the Valley Stream Central coach has called so many timeouts is he's trying to stop the momentum. It's a momentum game, and the Vikings have had so much more momentum here. Point after point, Cam Welker, 2 threes in a row. It just seems like you can't stop them today.
You're 100% right, Ben. You know, we talked earlier in the pregame show how we had to get that big three involved. Cam Welker, he's been doing that. But I think a key contribution is from the other guys, the guys that aren't those top boys, that aren't getting the valuable minutes. Sean Ernst, you know, he's not getting all the minutes in every game. He's a senior, of course. But he's making the most of his opportunity. He has around 3 assists now. He's been phenomenal. Sophomores have come in. They play great defense. They play great offense. And I got to say, when you have great leadership from these seniors, it truly translates to the younger kids.
Yeah,
and I think they're learning a great lesson.
100%. And one thing I am noticing by looking at the stat line is that it's not – obviously there are star players for the Vikings, but I think everybody's getting love and everyone's doing things with the ball. You know, Troy Stevenson, 2 points. Cam Welker, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 points. Trevor Mafitano, 5 points. Jake Ciliano, 1 point. Shanahan, 2 points. Finoso, 2 points. Vanderpool, 2 points. I mean, the sheer amount of players getting points, it's hard to handle when multiple people can do stuff with the ball, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mac Tiger and Chinani have checked in for the Vikings here, along with number 22, Arthur, for Valley Stream Central, and Thomas.
Yeah, so what I was saying before is, when you have one star player, and it seems like that's what Valley Stream Central has, I might stand corrected because it is still early in the game, but number 2, Jean-Pierre, and number 5, O'Neal, look like the 2 star players. And on defense, the Vikings are kind of trying to play help defense and isolate them and double-team them. On the other hand, on the offense, it's just there's no double-teaming because everybody's scoring points. Everyone's being a threat when they have the ball for the Vikings offense, and I think that's super important.
As you see, a turnover there by number 2, Jean-Pierre. You traveled. That is the 5th travel call now in Valley Stream Central. It's like they want the ball, but let's just walk it. Let's not dribble. Chinani.
Jack Chinani with the deep 2 misses. Arthur getting the rebound and bringing down the ball. And that is a Vikings foul on Jack Chinani, his first of the night.
It's a tough start for the kid, but he'll settle in with the offense here. He's a good player.
Jean-Pierre getting the ball deep in his half. Dishes it out on the wing now. Number two, Jean-Pierre again. Dribbling around, looking for something. Just nothing's going on. He gives it out, and it is a missed shot.
Rebounded there by Kenny Daly. He's going to try to push the pace here. He's going to dribble
in. Daly's showing off his speed.
And he did.
And he gets called for a
carry. Did look like a carry there. Sometimes when you're going too fast for your ball handling ability, it's going to result in that.
Yeah, but I love to see that speed, you know, pushing it down the court. I think that's an important part of the game. And look at this. Daly getting in some action on the floor. Now Mac Tiger on the floor. Two versus one. Mac Tiger gets the ball. They do call it a jump ball, however.
It is going to be Valley Stream Central's ball, but you love the tenaciousness from Tiger there to jump on the floor. Kenny Daly, it's great.
I mean, there is no room for breathing for Valley Stream Central Eagles. And I think that's what the Port Vikings are doing on purpose. You know, they're doing full court press right now. They're double teaming on the other side of the ball. They have no room to dribble, pass, and I think that's that's something the Eagles coach and the Eagles team has to work on when they get their next chance to talk.
Shanahan has checked in for the Vikings now. 24-2 with about 6:20 left in the second quarter. The defense from Washington has just been absolutely phenomenal. As you mentioned, there's really no room to breathe there for Valley Stream. Every shot is contested. Every rebound is contested. It is a coach's dream, truly.
It is a dream come true. Mac Tiger looking up, gets the ball swatted away. And whoa!
The broadcast booth is on fire.
The broadcasting table getting some action early in the game. Runs into us. Thomas better watch it before we have to step in. Daly bringing out the ball down low. Throws it all the way across to Chinani at the top of the key. Back to Mac at the top of the key. Now to Mafitano, who starts at the wing, who uses his size to go in. Daly back to the free throw and looks down at Trevor Mafitano. That is it. And one layup. What a pass, what a shot by both Daly and Mafitano.
And Thomas is the guy who crashed into our tables with his first throw. Great pass there by Daly. Stevenson is now checked in.
Stevenson and Cam Welker checked in for the Vikings again. One thing I'm also noticing, what we were mentioning about the points and the distribution of it, the same thing with the subs, you know. The second someone gets tired, our coach Dooley doesn't hesitate to sub someone in who's ready to go, is fresh. I think everyone's ready to go, and we're utilizing all our players, or most of our players, and their abilities, which I'm not seeing as much for the Eagles here. You know, I'm seeing the same familiar faces over and over again, and I'm seeing people on the bench who just don't seem like they're into the game and aren't going to minutes.
I think a possible reason for that is because of the lead that the starters have grown for the Vikings, but also at the same time, they started checking in people when it was around 10-2. You know, it wasn't just because the starters started absolutely demolishing the other team, which did happen in the very, very beginning. But then you put in the bench players, and they're doing the same thing. So for Valley Stream, their best players are predominantly going to play when you're down. But the Vikings, you have the ability now to play your up-and-coming future stars, possibly. You got to see how they can play right now, because they're not getting the minutes when you have Welker and Mafitano and Stevenson, you know, dominating in a close game. But.
And the upcoming stars are still getting points, extending the lead, as
100%.
We just saw Mac Tiger sinking a three and now getting which did not count. But Mac Tiger getting the rebound, goes down to Trevor Mafitano, up to Troy Stevenson for the layup on the block.
And this is just a 26-point lead. This is just a blowout now. And we're just starting the second quarter. I mean, this is unbelievable.
I mean, it's 28-2 now, and doesn't look like it's going to be any different.
Washington is just not letting up on the defensive end. Frisco is now going to dribble in here. Swarmed by Tiger.
Stevenson tries to defend it with Tiger, and
again.
Wow.
Vera with his fourth and, you know,
only
Valley Stream Central's only points of the game.
Not the start Valley Stream wanted. And you could just see it in the expression of the bench and the coach. Coaches yelling around in the bench at the start of the game. It was 0-0, 2-0. Bench was clapping. Bench was getting rowdy. Now they're sitting back, and they're not so loud anymore, I'll tell you that.
I got to ask you, Ben. as a player, you know, how does this crush your morale if you're Valley Stream? How do you get out on the court when you're down by 24 points in the second quarter?
See, I feel like that's a huge problem. And there we go. Shanahan, another big layup for the Vikings. And your question before, you know, I think there's a reason you and I are in the broadcast booth and not on the court today, because I honestly don't know. It's 30-4 now, and I don't know if there is a coming back from this. I'm not doubting them, but I'll tell you what, it's going to be hard to.
It's just very hard when you know that you're being dominated in every which way of the game, and you have to go back out there for the rest of the game and keep playing it. It's tough.
Yeah, I mean. Rebounds, points, assists.
Overall defense and overall offense have just been dominated by the Vikings.
You know, at the start of the game, I thought I was going to have to get hearing aids with this bench, but now, you know, I could take a nap.
It is definitely limited as Frisco sinks the first. Cuts the lead down to 25.
Now only 2 points on the board for Valley Stream. Little malfunction with the equipment on the court. Our lovely
athletic trainer, Mr. Z.
Dr. Z, if I may add.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Dr. Z coming to the rescue, putting some tape down. I think there's a little divot. Standing ovation for Dr. Z. I mean, we love to see it. He is one of our Lord and Saviors here at Schreiber High School.
You ever injured? You got a Dr. Z in and magically you're healed.
Oh, my Lord. Excuse me.
Good look there by Malfitano. Just overthrew him. Just a tad.
Just a bit outside.
For Washington, just is continuously pressing.
Then they got Frisco trying to bring down the ball. Jake Ciliano on him. Locking up.
D3 there from Frisco. Very off. I think Valley Stream barely is just getting skids frustrated, the rim, and they're just going to try to keep chucking.
See,
and
shots. That's one of the things that I think the Vikings are doing really well. They're forcing these unwanted shots. We've mentioned it a few times with Sean Ernst, who's on the bench now, and a few other players just there, like Jake Ciliano. There's no, with the help defense they're doing, there's no room for driving, cutting, nothing. And it's forcing crazy shots that Valley Stream Central isn't going to make every time. And just like that again, they have nothing. They're looking up, and O'Neal throws the ball out of bounds. One thing I have been seeing from the Port Vikings defense, which has been absolutely locked down all game, is the communication they're having. You know, when they have their back to someone, they're always saying, "I got you on your left, I got you on your right. Whatever you have to do, you got to do to win." And I think that's one of the key components to this game, is just communication, being on the same page, the same level as your teammates, to work together. And I think that's something they're doing really well.
As we see Malfitano with the offensive foul there, look like he inadvertently hit someone in the face with his hand. I believe that's going to be his first. Frisco is now going to check the ball in.
And that's Thomas, who brings up the ball. Gets it batted out of his hands. He'll bring out the ball on the sideline.
Stevens is now going to pressure the ball. Ciliano is going to pressure Frisco now, as he's going to bring the ball apart.
Takes Ciliano, shuffling his feet, moving with Frisco's skill work.
That's what they tell you. They tell you got to play defense with your feet. You know, I don't know how much I believe it, but maybe that's why I'm there in the court today.
You know, I would agree with that statement, because if you did not have feet, I think it would be hard in a game to play basketball, especially against someone like Frisco, who does a little behind the back through the legs frequently.
Number 21, Thomas, is going to be shooting free throws now for Valley Stream Central.
Troy Stevenson with the foul. With the shooting foul. The first one hits the back of the rim and bounces out.
When you are at the charity stripe, you got to take it as if it's 3 points in Valley Stream Central. They don't get many of these, and they got to capitalize. And right now they're not doing so, but Thomas
makes one.
The second one. So now they have 6 points now in the second quarter. Maybe they can try to cut the lead to 20 now.
And number 5 O'Neal for Valley Stream, maybe trying to switch it up a little, picking up from all the way to the other side of the court. But Cam Welker does bring it down. Trying to take it himself, brings it out to Spinoso, who uses his body, looks across, takes Ciliano with the 3 on the wing. That is wild.
That's a great pass and great look there by Spinoso. Now O'Neal's going to try to get out and run here.
Troy Stevenson getting big, putting his hands
over.
Up. Wow. Cam Welker bringing it down again. Who makes a few moves, a little spin.
He's been my star of the game.
Looks up.
He's been playing great as
he
misses that shot. But great move there from Frisco.
Frisco with a little hezzy behind the back.
He's trying to do everything himself. He's checking up threes. He's making great dribbling moves, getting to the free throw line. Unfortunately, nothing's falling for him yet. Only 1 point at the line.
Yeah, I think something, and there goes a 3 for Frisco, and that is the one thing I'm seeing here, Jake Ciliano goes out. The one thing I'm seeing here with as Valley Stream Central holds the ball on the offense is
there's a 3 there by O'Neal
in the corner.
What are you saying?
I don't think they're utilizing their big men enough. You know, number three, Nestor. He's a big guy, and they have big players. I don't think they're utilizing them to the right ability. They stand on the free throw line, but I haven't seen a pass down to them once. You know, I feel like O'Neal or Frisco, if they got the ball at the top of the key, dished it down to the free throw line, and then made the cut, I think that's an easy layup, or if not an easy layup, at least cutting and making space. The big men aren't getting the ball, and they are big men. Some are taller than all of our players. I think they got to size up, especially on the rebounds. These defensive rebounds for us have been great. Their offense, on their offense, for their rebounds, same thing. I don't think they've gotten any. I think they need to be boxing out and really utilizing their body.
Great passer by Spinoso. Ooh. Pass there from Ernst goes straight through the hands of Spinoso. Good look there. Great movement from the Vikings. But as you were saying before, I think a problem that they're having is when Valley Stream's driving in, Washington is just swarming the paint. They can't get any layups up that are non-contested. So it's forcing guys like Frisco to just jack up threes, which have a very unlikely chance of going in, and it's resulting in them only have 9 points nearing halftime.
Yeah. As you're seeing here, they're playing almost a mix of zone and man.
Right. O'Neal very short on that deep two, I believe it was.
Sean Ernst looking
great
up to Troy
there.
Stevenson for the what easy layup. Coast to coast.
John Ernst has phenomenal vision.
I agree.
He may not show up on the stat sheet as a scorer, but as a passer and assister, he's up there with the greats. Matthew Johnson, Steve Nash, John Stockton. That's another
Troy
jacked
Stephen
up three.
Gets the rebound, who gives it to Shanahan, who goes up for the layup.
Finish.
Again, another fast break. I mean, there's 30 seconds left in the second quarter. It's 34-9. Valley Stream Central has got to change something.
If you're Valley Stream Central coach, what do you say to your team trying to motivate them to come out in the second half explosive?
Honestly, you guys suck.
Nah,
obviously, I'm kidding. You know, they're fighting hard, but I think what they need to be doing is... Oh, wow, Troy Stevenson going up. Almost dunks it. Gets a lot of air. And
he thought about it. I'm telling you, he thought about
one.
It.
Wow. So what I was saying was, I think they just got to work together as a team. Really focus on moving the ball. And what I was going to mention at the end of this quarter, but there is 8 seconds left, so I'll mention it now. I feel like on the offensive side, they need so much more movement, on ball and off ball. You know, and as Troy Stevenson sinks his free throw, I think they need to be cutting. If you notice here, there's 3 guys standing on the block, and there's just no movement at all whatsoever. And I think that's something you need to jumble up the defense, you know, catch them off guard.
Right, definitely progress the offense in that way.
Yeah.
All right, it's halftime's upon us. We're going to stop the break. We'll be back after the break.